Mini-episode 1866 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late-night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Hello and welcome to FDH Lounge Mini Episode 1866, the weekly FDH football preview show. I'm FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with our fantasy and non-fantasy preview for Week 4 of the 2025 NFL season, as well as a look at Week 5 of the college football season. This podcast is excerpted from this week's edition of the 2025 FDH College and Pro Tip Sheet, available on the main page at FantasyDraftHelp.com. Extra features that you will find there include our first four teams on the outside looking in for the college football playoff, our full NFL power rankings, our NFL rankings by division and by conference, and our list of fantasy players never to bench if they are healthy and not on a bye, which nobody is this week. We start with our picks right now for the college football playoff. Here they are: 1, Ohio State; 2, Georgia; 3, LSU; 4, Miami; 5, Texas A&M; 6, Penn State; 7, Oregon; 8, Texas; 9, Indiana; 10, Oklahoma; 11, BYU; 12, South Florida. For last week's picks, we are 2-3, and we're 7-12-1 on the year. Here's what we've got this week: Ohio -7.5 over Bowling Green, LSU +1.5 over Mississippi, Ohio State -8 over Washington, Penn State -3 over Oregon, and Georgia -3 over Alabama. In the NFL, we're going for our fourth season since 2016 of being profitable, i.e. above 52.4% picking every game of the season. We came within a few picks of that last year. Last week, we were 4-11-1 overall, 0-3 on the big three, and 0-1 on the lock. It's 18-27-1, 4-5, and 2-1 on the season. Here's our picks for this week: Arizona +1.5 over Seattle, Minnesota -2.5 over Pittsburgh, New Orleans +15.5 over Buffalo, Houston -7 over Tennessee, Atlanta +1.5 over Washington, Philadelphia -3.5 over Tampa Bay, Detroit -10 over Cleveland, San Francisco -3.5 over Jacksonville, the LA Rams -3.5 over Indianapolis, Las Vegas -1 over Chicago, Baltimore -2.5 over Kansas City, and Miami -2.5 over the New York Jets. For our big three, it's New England -5 over Carolina, and the LA Chargers -6.5 over the New York Giants. And in the 1,000-star gold-plated lock of the millennium for NFL Week 4, it's Green Bay -6.5 over Dallas. Now for our fantasy football segment. Remember, we strongly discourage fantasy over-managing. You don't pull your top guys unless they're hurt or on a bye, period. Don't let the matchups or everything geeks tell you anything different. Remember, our Thursday night game picks and fantasy recommendations are up every week on our Twitter page, at the FDH Lounge. Now here's our non-gimme picks for the week. Quarterback: Jared Goff, Justin Herbert, Jalen Hurts, Jordan Love, Patrick Mahomes, Drake May, Kyler Murray, Bo Nix, and Caleb Williams. Running back: Devon Achane, Trey Benson, James Cook, J.K. Dobbins, Travis Etienne, Brees Hall, Amarian Hampton, Travion Henderson, Chuba Hubbard, Bucky Irving, Quinshon Judkins, Alvin Kamara, Jordan Mason, David Montgomery, Cam Scatabo, Kenneth Walker III, Jaylen Warren, and Kyren Williams. Wide receiver: Keenan Allen, Nico Collins, Emeka Egbuka, Zay Flowers, Marvin Harrison Jr., T. Higgins, Tyreek Hill, Jerry Jeudy, Ladd McConkey, DK Metcalf, Jacoby Myers, Roma Dunsey, George Pickens, Michael Pittman, Devontae Smith, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, Deebo Samuel, Courtland Sutton, Jalen Waddle, Jameson Williams, and Garrett Wilson. Tight end, Mark Andrews, Zach Ertz, Harold Fannin, Jake Ferguson, Hunter Henry, TJ Hockenson, Juwan Johnson, Travis Kelce, Dalton Kincaid, Sam Laporta, and Tyler Warren. Thank you for joining us for this mini episode of the FDH Lounge.